الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب العالمين دعوات التعالى وصر
Ah, ja, ik ga het zien. Oh, 6 of 10. Jason.
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Welcome back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
No.
वो पार्किंग करने के बाद वो जब मैंने पार्किंग कर दी तो वो लग गई थी, इन सब की लग गई थी।
आपके पार्किंग से पहले वो उनको लगी?
हाँ, मेरी पार्किंग से पहले उन्हें लगाई थी। मैं तो अभी नॉटिंगम से आया हूँ, मैं नॉटिंगम से आया हूँ। ये क्या पता है, वो जुमा का इंतजार कर रहे वापस आए। بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. وقال تعالى: وما تفعلوا من خير تجدوه عند الله خيرا هو وأعظم أجرا واستغفر الله. Fellow brothers, Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made time a repository for deeds. Time for deeds. And he says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Zilzal, so whoever does an atom weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atom weight of evil, he will see it. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Summary of all that. The loser, he is the one who wastes his time. And the one who is deprived is the one who is deprived of season, of the season of obedience. Like this month of Sha'ban, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love it. According to Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah ta'ala, أحب الشهور إليه بعد رمضان شعبان. سنن أبي داود. Different riwayas. What does he used to like them for? Parties? No. Ibadah. The purpose was the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who is deprived of money, of wealth, that's fine. But a person who is deprived in these important times to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is really deprived. This is the one who's lost in this life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from losing
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets close to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made time, a path for the believers to obey Allah azza wa jal. And this same time, a burden on others for the negligence of themselves. It is a burden. Maybe not in here, but in the appointed day. It is a burden. When you hear Jumu'ah, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you've got Muslim brother maybe running around for money and to earn wealth, negligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wait. Money cannot wait. This time is a burden on him, because he'll have to answer Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you time. That same time is a test for every single human being. That same time, it is the path to Jannah for the believer, as well as a burden for the person who does not obey Allah Azza wa Jal, whether he's a believer or a non-believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Do wadhakir. Do dhikr. Remember the brothers. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Why? Reminding is beneficial for who? For the believers. Who started this first? Al-dhikra, remembrance. Who started it first? Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started this dhikra first by repeating the days. Ramadan once a year. Ashhur al-Hijjah once a year. Ashhur al-Hijjah once a year. Arafat once a year. Wadhakir, he started. Then he's given it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sahaba. Then Tabi'in. Then Ahlul Iman. Then us believers. Wadhakir fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'minin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, if you can say so, the tools. Whether he's an imam, whether he's a sheikh, whether he's a muhadir, conference, he has given the tools to do dhikra, to remind the brothers. Wadhakir. Therefore, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in this particular time, this path of Jannah, this path of success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever and whatever good you send forth for yourself, you will find it with Allah Azza wa Jal. خَيْرًا, better, well rewarded. Okay, I've signed a contract with you on £15 an hour. After 40 hours, mashallah, I get 1800, 1900, 2000, whatever the wage is. On a monthly basis, what I will get after tax is what I'll get after tax. If there is anything extra, as they call bonus or anything, that will be for everyone. And that's not every single month or not every single week. It'll be once, twice a year, maybe, and festivities. You'll never come to you and say, oh, this month you've done really well here. Take 500 more. Yeah, take 600 more. No. Abi Taqwa, this generosity has not, I don't think so, I've seen the day yet. We're really far from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do good. And my reward, من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever good you do, you're going to find good and big reward. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. First, one hasana equal to 10 reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's request. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Allah, this is not enough for my ummah. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies by as much as he wants. No one can stop him. Same here. تَجِدُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهُ وَخَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا, better rewarded. Therefore, Shaban is here, servant of Allah. Time varies according to month, days, hours. The best way to live life is through virtuous deeds and acts of worship, doing good deeds and acts of obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. And it is He who has made the night and the day in succession for whoever desires to remember Allah Azza wa Jal or desires to be grateful. Beware, you are in a great month, month of Sha'ban. Indeed, you are in a great month which many people neglected. How evil can be the portion and the merchandise of the mislead people? Indeed, you are in a great month in which deeds are raised to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you as a Muslim, so you as a person who says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, conclude this month with repentance and righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conclude it in return your life span with them. Indeed, in return, you do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. You do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your calls. Our ummah al-Muslimah nowadays, they're not lacking of du'as. Our Muslimah ummah today, struggling, suffering, they're not lacking of du'as, lacking of good deeds. And kasbul halal, good deeds. If you're not doing good deeds, you're doing something wrong. You may be doing something wrong. Or you're not doing anything. That same time, that one that we said, the path of success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left it in good deeds. Indeed, you are in the great month in which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was keen to fast. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I said, Ya Rasulullah, I have not seen you fasting in any month as much as you fast in Sha'ban. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, that is a month that people neglect between Rajab and Ramadan. Don't get me wrong. In Ramadan, in Sha'ban, you'll see every single shop. Our Muslim brothers. Buy one, get one free.
Promotions.
Everyone gets ready. When it comes into belly, everyone gets ready. Comes into shopping, everyone gets ready. Ramadan is the month that we welcome guests. So we need to change the house. We need to change the sitting room. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking you that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to get ready in ibadah. If you're finding it hard to come twice a day for a salah, how are you going to do it in Ramadan? Some people, they don't say mask, they see mask from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Some people, they see mask from Ramadan to Ramadan. Even Jumu'ah, they don't see the mask. Dear brothers, remember, this month Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that people neglect between Rajab and Ramadan, and it is the month of Sha'ban. And it is a month in which deeds, the yearly count, the yearly count are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it are deeds. Are raised to Allah azza wa jal. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so I like my deeds to be raised while I'm fasting. This hadith was narrated by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala. This is a wish of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has taught this ummah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught this ummah. Sha'ban, we're not asking you to fast the month of Sha'ban. We're asking you, like we're going to see in the bayan forward, we're asking to prepare yourself for Ramadan. How do you prepare yourself? By fasting, for example, Mondays, Thursdays. But how do you spend the day of fasting? If you're fasting and spend the day in bed. No. You fast, you pray tahajjud, you pray qiyam, you read quite a few rak'ahs after Salatul Isha. Give an hour or 45 minutes for adhkar, for tilawatul Qur'an. That's how you get ready for Ramadan. I fast Mondays and Thursdays. Oh, I can't be bothered. I can't do anything. Spend the day sleeping. No. How are you going to spend Ramadan? That's how you're going to spend the fasting days of Sha'ban. For example, you know that you've got Taraweeh after Salatul Isha. Let me pray for rak'ahs after Salatul Isha. Added to Shaf'ah wal Witr. I know I wake up for Sihri in Ramadan. So indeed, I will wake up for Sihri in Sha'ban. Let me put the alarm 15 minutes before time and pray four rak'ahs. Qiyam. Before Shaf'ah wal Witr. That's how you get ready for Ramadan. Not shopping and promotions. That's important as well. I'm not saying it's not important. But that's not our priority. What's our priority? Faith. What's our priority? Iman. What's our priority? Ghalabatul nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Ramadan, Ramadan is going to be coming, shayateen is going to be closed. Shayateen is going to be? They can't do anything on this. The nafs is still there. You need to work on that. And the first thing you do, shaitan says, oh, Ramadan's coming, don't worry about it. You'll have enough time to do. No, this is nafs. Let me kill it with siyam. We've seen the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've never seen you fasting like the way you fast in Sha'ban. Here we're talking about the number of days. Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, la'allahu sama kullah, says you may have fasted the whole month sometimes. Aisha radiallahu anhu says in a hadith, he's never fasted the whole month except for Ramadan, but Sha'ban, he used to fast a lot of days. We're not asking you to fast the whole month of Sha'ban, or fast the whole, but if you can do Mondays and Thursdays, start with Mondays and Thursdays. Some people can do 3 days a week, do 3 days a week. Some people can do one day yes, one day no, some without. Ma ahla. It's not better than some without. Therefore, brothers, before, it's too late. In a sense, it's too late that Ramadan comes. Make the best out of Sha'ban. And get ready for Ramadan. Spiritually speaking, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not break his fast. Used to fast until we say he will not break his fast. And sometimes he will break his fast until we say that he wouldn't fast. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding fasting. And she says, I never saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complete a month except Ramadan, and I never saw him fast more than he did in Sha'ban. This hadith was narrated by Imam Muslim. If there's someone, when you say, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, you want an example, you want a leader, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. What does he do in Sha'ban? And today, Maghrib is 5 o'clock, 5 past 5. Fajr You stop eating a 5:45. 5:50. First of all, second of all, then you've got enough time before Jama'at to read Quran, to do Adhkar. Then you come, you read some. 2 days a week. We're not asking you on a daily basis. And she says, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, in a hadith, the most beloved month of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to fast, was Sha'ban. This hadith was narrated by Abu Dawood. The bayan is still long, but unfortunately we don't have enough time. We will try to finish it inshallah ta'ala next week. If not, inshallah ta'ala, I will mention whatever is left and important in our next Saturday conference, inshallah ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders, Sha'ban is here, Ramadan is going to be here in 3 weeks' time. Therefore, let us get ready for Ramadan, spiritually speaking, with fasting, tahajjud, qiyam, and especially salat in jama'ah. Hafizakumullah wa ra'akum. Pray your sunnah, brothers, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين وقال تعالى وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا عباد الله إنكم في شهر عظيم إنكم في شهر عظيم يغفل عنه كثير من الناس فعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما قال قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم من شهر من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان قال ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم رواه أحمد أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صل على المجتبى سيدنا محمد هلال الرجاء شفيعنا وسيدنا محمد سفينة النجاة صلاة تكون لنا فرجا وتفتح لنا أبواب السماء فتحا قريبا منفرجا اللهم شفعه فينا بجاهه عندك عباد الله قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم لا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا ولا تباغضوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا
وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الحمد لله. Dear respected brothers and elders, just be patient inshallah for 2 minutes. Respected brothers, as we all know that Ramadan, alhamdulillah, is around the corner and it's approaching. Within few weeks time inshallah, Ramadan will start. And a lot of people inshallah, you know, especially the Muslim mashallah, are very generous, especially in the month of Ramadan. So we will be inshallah... we haven't decided as yet, but inshallah there are about 4 brothers' name came up. They will be traveling with me inshallah to either Jordan or Egypt. We'll see wherever the easy way, the you know, where we can send the aid and fastest inshallah the route for the aid. So there are about 4 brothers inshallah from Burton. They will be going with me. I will not disclose the name as yet because it's not confirmed, but inshallah in next Jum'ah I will confirm. Still, if any brothers wants to go, willing to go, inshallah, they are more than welcome. They can go with us, inshallah. With your own cost, of course, we don't cover the cost from the donation. 100% donation, whatever you're donating, will go, inshallah, towards the project. The food pack, inshallah, we will be sending is about 40 pound food pack. And... there are many things that tent and etc. that inshallah medicines and hospital equipments, whatever they require, they need clothing, blankets and etc. beddings, we will be sending that as well. So brothers, try and donate generously inshallah from now on, from today. Whatever you can, 1 food pack, 2 food pack, you can start, you can even take out your zakat. Allah will reward you inshallah as like he will reward you in the month of Ramadan, because your niyyah is to giving in the month of Ramadan. You will still get the ajr because your donation will arrive inshallah in the month of Ramadan, and the people of Gaza inshallah they will benefit from your donation in the month of Ramadan. So your ajr will be inshallah same as even if you give it now, the ajr will be same inshallah. The only thing you can't give now is the fitrana is you have to give it in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise zakat, sadaqah, whatever lillah, whatever donation you want to give inshallah, you can give. And from today inshallah we will be raising these funds. We have a target for 3 trucks, approximately 100,000 pound. Allah make it easy inshallah, and we managed to raise this. We do dua as well, so try and donate generously whatever you can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your donation, reward you in this world, in the year after. Jazakumullahu khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salat, qad qamat as-salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحية السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة
والي
اللهم أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مصلف القلوب صلف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكبر، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم إن أخونا إن أخانا عابد أبوه مريض، اللهم العفو والعافية والمعافاة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اشفيه شفاء لا يغادر بعده سقما يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف جميع مرضى المسلمين. اللهم عاف مبتلانا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم من أوصانا واستوصانا بالدعاء فيسل له ولا تعسر عليه واتم له بالخير، يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح، وبك نستعين. وصل اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.